When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3108, Developing a Routine, by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays, to give you and me a bit more motivation, inspiration, or happiness today. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Developing a Routine, by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. They say it takes 21 days to form a habit. So I knew once June hit, this dream routine I'd created to make room for more was out the window. This realization hit me as I boarded my flight to Dublin, Ireland. I mean, smack dab in the middle of me attempting to grab a hold of my life, I signed up for an adventure with no regrets. However, in all honesty, I created the routine back in May, but kept putting off the implementation of it. Yes, I had it all written out using the Fund Your Routine worksheet. I was all proud of what I was choosing to protect and release, yet somehow could not get it off the ground, and to top it off, I was going across the pond, so in my mind, it was a wrap. And ultimately, it was. After Ireland, I could feel my world spiraling, not necessarily downward or even upward, just all over. There was a lack of structure in my world once July hit, and it pretty much continued for the rest of 2017. Yes, if you saw me, there was some semblance of order. I woke up, clocked into work, clocked out, went home, either went out that evening or stayed in and binged Netflix. So yeah, that's a routine, but by golly, it's not the routine I'd created or dreamed of. So now, as I write this post, I contemplate what this all looks like in my life this year. What rhythm has my day-to-day life taken, and is it the beat I want to keep dancing to? What routine have I fallen into, and is it the routine that makes room for what matters, or just a matter of convenience? Tough questions requiring real answers. You see, the rhythm my day-to-day has taken is one of the bare minimum. I go through each day doing what needs to be done to make it to the next day. Honestly, as I look at what my day-to-day has been for the last few months, it's flat. It's not intentional nor actively protecting or releasing anything. It doesn't make room for what matters. It's simply a convenient speed, easy to maintain and not costing me anything. That bothers me because the dreams I have and the vision I see for my life requires more from me than simple convenience and bare minimum. I'm learning to live out this tension of being where I am and knowing where I will be or where I desire to be. I realize developing a rhythm and routine helps bring balance to the tension. Balance, a word often foreign to me. See, I'm a person of extremes. I realize this every day. Give me an inch and I'll take you across the country and back. Give me an anthill and I'll return with every mountain range in the world. That's how extreme I can get sometimes. So when I notice something I don't like or want to change, I take really huge steps towards changing it, not realizing there's something really beautiful about taking small steps and unpacking that space. Rhythm and routine help with taking small steps. Like I shared in a previous post, Having a routine is more than just a schedule of events. I believe the routine we create is closely linked to the culture we want to cultivate in our lives. A routine is about making space for you to get your mind, heart, soul, and body right. A routine is about making room for what matters and protecting it. A routine doesn't have to be this deep, intricate thing. Like I shared, making a cup of coffee in the morning is something I deeply enjoy and has always been a part of my routine. It's simple and an everyday thing for most people. But when I make a cup of coffee in the morning, I do it before everyone else is awake. And for those 5 to 7 minutes of boiling water, grinding coffee beans, and warmed up cream, it's just me, the sun rising, and thoughts. It's quiet and still, and I get to focus on the task in front of me. Nothing deep, but it's precious to me and honestly a time I fiercely protect. A routine is about doing for you what needs to be done so you can fully show up wherever you are. So how do we go about this? I'll be honest, I'm figuring it out too. But I believe the first step is assessing what rhythm your day-to-day has taken and the routine your life has fallen into. Then it's deciding whether it's something that's breathing life into you, thus breathing life into your dreams, or if it's just a road of convenience making no real impact. From there, I'd encourage you to check out the FYR worksheet and dream up what rhythm and routine you want for your life. When you download it, you'll see that the first question is, what is my word or phrase for the year? I really want you to take some time to think about this. This is the word or phrase you want to pursue or see emulated in your life. It's your why for the year. For me, I've been feeling strongly for the word full. This year, I want to live fully, taking new risks and going on adventures. I want this year to be full of hope, love, connection, and dreams. I want it brimming. Not necessarily busy or overloaded, no, quite the opposite. I want to find fullness in the slow, intentional spaces. Usually I break my word down into an acronym, but I haven't done that yet, and I may not, but right now that's kind of where I'm heading. With this in mind, I approach developing my routine differently. Now it's about figuring out how to protect this why and how to make room for living fully. Make sense? The biggest challenge after all that writing and dreaming is doing it. Is taking what you've created on paper and making it your reality. This, my friends, will take time, and honestly, that's how I would approach this step. Start with one day and go from there. At least that's what I'm doing. I'm realizing that there will be some sacrifice involved, so it may mean going to bed earlier or waking up earlier. It may mean cutting the Netflix binge fest short or breaking away from the absent-minded social media scroll. It may be saying no to that happy hour hang or putting the phone on D&D for a couple hours. Whatever it may be, it's making the decision to choose which matters more, creating a routine in your life that gives room for what matters, or filling your space with unnecessary habits that only clouds your vision. What will you decide? You just listened to the post titled Developing a Routine by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Danae. You can get that worksheet she mentioned by visiting her original article online. I have a link to that in this episode's description in your podcast app or player and at oldpodcast.com. And I can relate. I also have a couple of things I do in the morning that make up my routine. And it has changed over time to fit with what I really want. So I like that she mentioned that, well, one, it doesn't have to be some deep, intricate thing, but also too, it's about making room for what matters and protecting it. It's a good way to put it. Right now for me, that includes getting some sun first thing in the morning. I know I've mentioned that before, but it's super simple and makes me feel a little bit better. Plus, I think it has the added bonus of making me feel tired at the right time at night. It sort of starts my body clock when I get out of bed. And then I like to do a Tai Chi practice or really small exercise also as a little win to start the day, and then I can have my breakfast. But yours can be totally different, which is great, but important to check in from time to time and evaluate it. So now seems like a good time to do that. I hope you're able to check in, and if you want to make a change, make a small one to start. But with that, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.